Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 9th, Choosing Grace.
This week, Derek shows us how every part of our body needs to be yielded to God as an instrument of righteousness. Today, he urges us to live under grace, and from that, a new set of motivations for God's service.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God.
It's a question of setting our wills, then yielding, in that order. If we don't will, then by habit, we will yield to the wrong thing. We must stop presenting our bodies, our members, to sin. When we were still unbelievers, we did just that for a long while. But we have to stop and say, that's the end of it. Once we yield our wills to God, we don't have to yield our members to Satan. Romans 6 verse 14 says, For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. The implications of this statement are far-reaching. Paul said that we're not under law, but under grace. It's either one or the other. It can't be both at the same time. If we're under law, we're not under grace. If we're under grace, we're not under law. Moreover, Paul said that sin shall not have dominion over us, for we are not under the law. The corollary is that if we're under the law, sin will have dominion over us. That's a shocking statement to many people, but that's what the Bible consistently says. We're not governed by a set of rules. We have become sons of God, and we obey him because we love him. From now on, love, not fear, is our motivation for obedience. God doesn't make us slaves. The law does that. God makes us his sons and daughters. We have to choose the law or God's grace. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your victory on the cross. I choose grace and yield my will to God, proclaiming that my members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and for his glory. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.